Okay, so today I want to see if we can finish up the issue of the mitzvah saseh of Shvisa. The mitzvah saseh of Shabbos, again, as I explained last time, we're not talking about the mitzvah saseh, such as Kiddush and owning Shabbos, covered Shabbos, three meals in Shabbos, but rather the mitzvah saseh of Shvisa. And we raise the issue, is there such a thing at all? We have Psukim, Tishbos, Shabbosom, according to some of Shvartim, other Psukim seem to indicate that there's a positive mitzvah, so to speak, to refrain from Malacha. And even assuming there is such a mitzvah, the question is that a flip side, so to speak? You know, that's just the other side of the Lo Saseh, the mirror image of the Lo Saseh, okay? No, you know, it may expand, or it's not necessarily limited, so to speak, by the mitzvah Saseh. I showed you some Lo Saseh, right? We know Shabbos Lo Saseh, Lo Saseh Halacha, it says Lo Saseh in the Torah. Right. The question is, what is if there is a mitzvah say? We mentioned, I think I quoted the Maram, Milublin and the Sugya and Shabbos in the back of Daf Kuflam and Beis. And the Beis seem to say, at least according to Tosas, perhaps there is no mitzvah say. The language was in source 12, the Shabbos lo havi hasei velo saseh. There is not a say per se on Shabbos. Okay. And others seem to disagree that there is a say of Shabbos, either perhaps based on Tishbos. The Rambam seems to learn, the Ramban talks about Shabbos, and we'll look at that a little today. But source 12 was a Maram, yeah. There was a Maram in Shabbos, and back on the page of the Maram Shah, right, that he mentions, according to Tosas, Shabbos lo havi aseh velo saseh. Shabbos not qualified as an aseh, and lo saseh, there is no aseh on Shabbos, okay? And we mentioned that the different Tosas may be implied that way as well. Or you could say there is an aseh, but it doesn't add anything. It's just it's the other side of the lav. Okay? It comes to strengthen the lav, give a little more punch, and so on and so forth. So that's really the question of what the nature of the aseh is, even if there is an aseh. Or you could say, and that's what I wanted to look at a little bit now, that maybe there is, and we saw different Sean and Monah and Mitzvah discussed the aseh. I think we're up to 41, right? I think that's what we got up to. Does that make sense?
At least in the 30s.
Yeah, I think about that. So yeah, we mentioned, maybe just to go over it again, the Rambam is quite clear. Let's look for a second of 33. The Rambam, the very beginning of the Shabbos, Parak Aleph Halachah, the Rambam is quite clear. Shvisa b'shvim imalocha mitzvah say. I mean, you can't say it more clearly. The Rambam says over there, okay, because it says, well, I'm sure you teach both. V'chol osev imalocha bitel mitzvah say. If you do malocha on Shabbos, you're mevatel on asay. So the Rambam is pretty clear that it's counted as asay. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, I pointed out in 32, Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nandali also, the Mitzvah Saseh, he counts it as one of the Targum Mitzvahs, Shinish Posh B'Shabbos, as well as the Lo Saseh Shen Chof, his Hirano Masos Malach B'Shabbos, a lot of that. So the Rambam clearly counts two different mitzvahs and so on. And then he says, B'mau Chayav Alasim Malach. Okay, and of course it says, over Lo Saseh as well, because you violated the Lo Saseh. So the Rambam holds that it's both. From that Rambam alone, it looks like the heads and tails are the same coin. You know, the flip side of the same coin. However, I pointed out that in 34, the Rambam Kof Aleph, Shabbos Aleph, the Rambam mentions the assay, Nema Batorah Tishbos, right? Afilu Midvarm She'enam Malach. There, the Rambam throws in that one is required on Shabbos by the assay to refrain even from things which won't fall under the Lo Saseh, Lo Saseh, Hamalach. And the assay, according to the Rambam, can include, and this is not a heads and tails of the same coin, it's not a mirror image, okay? But the assay can include certain things which the Lo Saseh doesn't. In other words, the assay can include what's not included in the Lo Saseh, and that's because, the way we explained it last time, is that the assay could be to create a certain atmosphere on Shabbos. You have to create that, make it a special day, make it a unique day. That's what's necessary, you know, on Shabbos, and that will extend beyond things that fall under the technical rules of Allah. We've talked about, you know, this whole Zman. We're talking about certain things that are not going to qualify, that's not Miskayim, it's Mekalta, but all the different things we learned may not qualify as a Malacha, okay, so it won't be subsumed under Lo Saseh HaMalacha, but there's still been Asay, okay, of Tishbos, which would prohibit you from doing those things. And that, the way we explained them in the Magid Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah explained, at least one way to learn it, is that it was left up to the Chachamim to give you the parameters of that. It was the language of the Lecha Mishnah in 36 is Hadover Nimsa Lechachamim. It was given over to the Chachamim to make that determination. And we said, at the very end last time, we mentioned the Mechilta in Parshas Bo in source 39.
So it's a race that
So it's the rise of the fun. Right, Brother Rabban. We mentioned a parallel like Malacha and Chalamoid. Other things that I mentioned, even non-Orachayim, you know, I mentioned Basisa Yashav Atov, Dina de Bar Mitzvah. That was a Lech HaMishnah. Lech HaMishnah commentary on the Rambam.
After
the Keset Mishnah, yes. After the Magid Mishnah also.
Okay,
Magid Mishnah, Vidal, something, Vidal, but anyway, so we'll see. He's earlier, but in any event, this being the case, that's what we mentioned. Nimsa Dabal Chachamim. That's what he interprets the Rambam. So we mentioned a Mechilta, which seems to point in that direction. Okay, that certain things are part of the Aseh that were not included in the Los Aseh. The Mechilta in 39, Mechilta Rishmal in Bo mentioned Los Aseh Ato and also Velo Yaseh Goy Melach. The goy can have usually assume shvisas that Amir Lachu is a shvus, a drabonim. But according to this mechilta, anyway, I'm not saying we paskan that way, but according to this mechilta, we learn from the pasuk is lo yaseh goy melachto. Okay, it also says ushmartim asiyam tel ador seichem ein le adrom meshen mishum melacha adrom shem mishus minayim tamalom ushmartim. So that's another marker. So. The Rabban is bothered by this because Rabban says it can't be because these only things are asmachta. Best is an asmachta, and it's not a real deraisa. However, it's not so clear that Rabban himself, as we'll see right now in Parshas Emor, so we're up to 42, Rabban and Emor, Vayikra Perchav Gil, Pasuk of Gimel Chavdal from yesterday, from Rosh Hashanah, Rabban and Emor. Well, the Pasuk says, 42, the Pasuk says, is Rosh Hashanah, right? We just had by the Rosh Hashanah more. Dabrel ben Yisrael lemor b'chodesh shvi b'echad l'chodesh yelachem shabosom zichron trua mikra kodesh. Shabosom, so the Gemara in Shabbos on the Chav Dalam and Beis, very bottom of the page, going over to Chav Hem and Al, it says, Rabbi Ashi Amar, shabosom asay. Right? The Gemara seems to say, and that's part of a longer Gemara, which we'll get back to, but it says, shabosom is an asay. That's the Gemara. And Rashi explains on the top of Chav Hem and Al, 44, asayu demashma shavosom. Shavosbo. Okay, Shabboson means a day on which you rest. Although, as we mentioned, that's a ration we mentioned one could learn, Shabboson is defining a day. The day should be a day that's defined as a day of Shabboson. What does that mean? Shavosbo. Don't work. Refrain from work on that day. Now, the Ramban there in Emor, Parakov Gimel, Pasuk Kav Dalet 45, refers to that Gemara. And he says, Sheye Yom Shvisa Lanuach Bo. That's what the word Shabbos. Now, talking there about Rosh Hashanah. And it's about Yom Tov, would apply to Shabbos as well. Why the Ramban doesn't mention it? There are a couple of places in the Torah where the word Shabbos is used. You look back in 38, Vayakil, Paraklam and Hey, Pazik Bey, Sheshes, Wing Tes, Manachov, Moshe, Yelachim, Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, Hashem. The term Shabbos appears by Shabbos also. But for whatever the reason, the Ramban reserves his comment here, the Pasuk and Parshas Emor, emphasizing the word Shabbos. And he says, Vehine, Osim, Malacha, Yom Tov, over Belav, Asay. Shabbos, what Mekayim I say, and he's referring. So that's talking about Yom Tov. So that's what he's addressing, and he refers both to the first that Mechilta. However, he's bothered in the second paragraph. I didn't quote the whole Ramban, but in the second paragraph, 45. Oh, alone is barley there. Shim Tomish was smachta mat tam shemelosh kishus b'loshon and emar lolam al shol divrayim. Whenever we find the term shus, it means the dindu rabbanan, right? Dindu rabbanan. So how can you ask minayin that you can't do this? Okay, take a look at the Mechilta, both in the 39, the Mechilta of Bishmal, and the Mechilta of Shimon Yochai, and both have an expression. It sounds like we're learning out from Pasuk. Ainli, I love this. How do we know that? Minayan? What do you mean, Minayan? I look in the 40, the Mechilta of Shimon Yochai. Ainli, la malacha shemacha minachatos, malacha shemacha minachatos minayan. For example, lo olin ba'ilan, the lo rope and a gabi behemoth, you can't climb a tree, you can't ride an animal, though, you can't swim, lo shatam le'amayim, lo misapkin, lo mraktim, lo matapkin. What do you mean? Those are all drabbanan. The rabban is bothered. What do you mean, minayin? That's not a pasuk in the Torah. Okay, that's not learned out from the pasuk. It's Talmud Lomar, kol malacha. Right, the Mechilta does know it is learned out from the Torah. And the rabban is bothered by this. So he says,
but
So he says, "V'nira li shamedrash azel lomar shenit tavinu min atar lios lana menucha biyamta b'afilu midvaram shehem malacha." The man says, "No, that's what the word shabboson means. Shabboson means that's an asay to refrain from things which are not in the category of malacha." And that's where he gives the famous thing. Otherwise, you could have a whole day where sheyitrach kol yom, you'll measure your crops and you'll weigh the fruits and you'll charge money, and you know they won't actually pay you, but you'll send a letter on credit. You can read Ramban. Okay, so here the Rambam says the assay includes things which are designed to make the day special beyond the specific malachas. Like which, like the Rambam said regarding Tishbos, the Ramban learns that from Shabbos. It's the same thing. Okay, look at the last line of that Ramban that's printed here. The Lechach Omra, 45, Lechach Omra Torah Shabboson, Shiye Yom Shavisa Omenucha Lo Yom Torah. Defining the character of the day. It's a day of rest and not a day of busyness, not being occupied. Is that perish Tovi Ofer? He likes his perish. Okay? And he says, basically, though, what emerges is that the assay of Shabboson includes things which are designed to make the day into a special day. And, you know, otherwise, if you only had the malachas, you could avoid doing any malachas and the day would still not be noticeably different than the other day. You can carry on business, I don't want to quite say business as usual, but business almost as usual. And a day wouldn't stand out. Okay, and that's why we have the assay. He says that that's what the chiltim
means. Command to actually rest, or is the command meaning to be passive?
So I think what it means is, but passive, and thereby, but the point that I think Ramban is stressing is to characterize the day. Okay, and that's why there's nothing you do, something you can create the day. See, Tishbos, right, Tishbos, which is the Rambam quoted, to make a Shvisa HaNikeres. And do I have that in here? I think we had that back in, the Rambam somewhere says Shvisa HaNikeres. We'll get that by my book, he says, we'll see. But anyway, that's on the Tishbos. I'm saying the word Shabboson is a little bit different. Then the Rambam continues on the top of the next page. He quotes that other Mechilta, Mechilta Mishum Yochai, okay, which we mentioned. And here he seems to say again, okay, like the Rambam. The Rambam first seems to say that they're heads and tails, but in number 34, that Rambam Parakof Aleph seems to say like the Rambam, all right? And it could be the Magen Mishnah, if you remember back in 35, there's Magen Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, two. Rambam Magen Mishnah, you look back in 35, there in Parakof Aleph, quotes this Rambam. Okay, he says, he quotes, V'chein kaz Rambam zal beferish ha-Torah shalom. So he understood the Lecha Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah, on whom the Lecha Mishnah is talking. Okay. Chizkiah Dibur, I think was his name. Anyway, the Magen Mishnah quotes this Ramban. And he thinks maybe that's what the Rambam means as well. I mean, that's what sounds. And that is two possibilities that the Lecha Mishnah elaborates, which we saw. But the two days is how far does this go? How far does assuring, you know, things to make the day special go on a Torah level, even though it's not a malacha? We're talking about Daraisa. So those are the two days in the Magid Mishnah, what the Rambam meant, okay, and you could say the same thing about the Ramban. Does it only go so far that the Lecha Mishnah suggests in one day? It goes so far as things that are malacha, but you do it in a different way. Pachas mikashir, for example. You carry less than the shir. You're going, you know. So that's fundamentally the same thing. That's included. Or does it go even further and say even things which are not really directly related to the malacha at all, they're further removed from the malacha. Right? Further removed from the malacha would it still be? So that's a further question. Okay. But anyway, maybe it goes beyond. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look in the Chumash, okay, and that's what the some of the Forshim point to. I think the Ramban himself. Ramban doesn't say, but do you look in the Chumash in the second presentation of the Dibros in Bas Chanan, Parakei Pasuk Yedalim 46. V'yomar Shvi Shabbos Shalom Kecha Lo Sasa Machom Alocha. It's fine. That's what we have in the first Dibros. Atomin Chomitach Mavda Chomos Mosharchom Chamarchom Chomitach Lagecha Shvirechom Leman Yonuach. Leman Yonuach Avda Chomos Chomocha. Leman Yonuva, Leman Yonuva also implies something about the day, Leman Yonuva, the day everybody should rest, you, the children, the servants and everything, yeah.
Doesn't that seem to contradict why we have Shavuos? It seems to be pretty explicit.
Well, again, if you go back to Lecha Mishnah, he's saying that's what Shavuos is, the Rabbanan are giving the parameters. It's not a pure Rabbanan. The Rabbanon give me a parameters. Well, but that's the question is, now you can decide which type of Shulchan Aruch, which was this, and I can go back to, we talk about the different types of the Rabbanon. Does the Rambam mean, or the Ramban, when they say that you have to create the character of the day, they mean something which is very similar to Malacha, when Rav Shech, the Malacha Rabbanon, but something which is really Zera, which doesn't really relate to Zera, don't ride a horse because it may break a branch, that already to be pure Rabbanon. Or maybe no, maybe it includes even those things. That's what you can argue. Okay, I don't have any rise one way or the other. Okay. So the truth is, having said all of this now, this machlokas may be rooted in a Gemara. This machlokas in terms of things that are also the Rabbanon, similar to Malacha at least, you know, or how far we take it, is there an assay that includes, the bottom line here, we're analyzing, there could be an assay on Shabbos which goes beyond the Los Assay, right? That's what we're trying to point out. It's not necessarily flip side, heads and tails of the same coin, a mirror image. The assay goes further. Whether that's true or not may actually be a machlokas in the Gemara. We take a look in 48, Shabbos Kuf Yud Dalam and Beis, Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, talking about Yana Deom Yom Kippur. Not this year, but when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Okay, so take a look at this, 48. This is Shabbos, Kuf Yadam and Beis going over to Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. Okay, in other words, there may be a machlokas in the Gemara, you know, which deals with our very issue of what the nature of the assay is. Okay, what the nature of the assay is. Assuming there is an assay, and we're analyzing over here, assuming there is an assay, what's the nature of the assay? Is it just a flip side of the Los Assay? Kind of doesn't add anything, just, I mean, it gives it more oomph, so to speak. Or no, the assay actually comes to bring in certain restrictions which could characterize the day as a special day. So this may be rooted in the Gemara and Shabbos, the way it can easily be understood. Kofi Adana Beis, Amr Bzeira, Amr Abhuna, 48. Amr La Amr Abba, Amr Abhuna, whatever it was. Yoma Kippurim Shecholios B'Shabbos. Okay, it happens sometimes. Asur B'Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek means chopping up vegetables. Okay, what's going on? Okay, we're talking about, as we'll see in a moment, it's late in the day in Yom Kippur, and people are getting antsy and they're nervous and so on and so forth. So the Knivas Yerek is a drabon, chopping up vegetables. I'm talking about picking mechuber vegetables, already tallish. Let's look in Rashi 4:9. Also be Knivas Yerek. And if it's also in Yom Kippur, the Cholos B'Shabbos, below Meboy, B'Shabbos Dalma, it's not also in any Shabbos. There more happens when Yom Kippur, we'll see why Yom Kippur might be different, but it's also in any Shabbos. The also Mishum Shavuos, the Katarach Mishabbos L'chol. Because you're preparing, what are you cutting these vegetables off? For the break the fast meal. Right? You can cut the vegetables up for the break the fast. So what is it? In other words, it's cutting vegetables. So it's for Tachana for after the fast. Katarach Mishabbos L'chol. What's what I'm saying? So then the Rabbanon, Hachana's Rabbanon, Hachana's Rabbanon. No, he says, Asim Yishun Shulz to Katarach, Mishabbos L'chol. Now, why would you think that it's any different on Yom Kippur? Why do you have to tell me that Knivas Yerek is Asir on Yom Kippur, Shulz, Mishabbos? It's also every Shabbos, okay? And it's also every Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur usually has the same dinim as Shabbos. The answer is, says Rashi, Afilo Ha'idna, even on this day, when Yom Kippur is Shabbos, the Yesh Kan Inui, okay, where there is some Inui, and look what I said, the Habishar Yom Kippur, Sheshar Shvus Aser, a regular Yom Kippur, like this Yom Kippur is a Monday, Yom Kippur is a Wednesday, Yom Kippur is on a weekday, then it's all the Shvuses are Aser, and Yom Kippur is someone else in Shabbos. But Zem Mutter, but this is Mutter, because the Moral says, Agmas Nefesh, people are concerned and they're having trouble, you know, so it calms people down and enables you to finish Yom Kippur. We'll see, we can't really relate to it. We don't pass this way, Allah, but that's what it says. Hashtag Chabbos Shabbos. But now when it's on Shabbos, then Lo Shar Rabbanon. In other words, Rashi's telling us that the Gemara says when Yom Kippur lands on a weekday, this particular Shavuos of Knivas Yerek, chopping up vegetables, what is it? The cutting is not a problem. Everything's talosh, but it's hachana for afterwards. So on Yom Kippur, this particular shavuos is waived late in the day. You know, to people will be ready, they can fit, they'll know they have their food ready, they'll give them the chizuk to finish out the fast. I know they have to want the first start, you know, cooking. You know, imagine after Yom Kippur, you leave shul, you have to first go to the store and buy your stuff and cook. You know, it's tough for people. So here, you know, we have everything ready made, right? But one time they didn't. So the Chachamim waved, they lifted the Shavuos of Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippur. But according to this opinion, when Yom Kippur landed on Shabbos, that they weren't ready to do. That Shavuos, they weren't ready to do it on Shabbos. That's what it says. Also, it came to see Eric. Okay? And Gemara analyzes. Amar Rav, Tana. Okay, it's actually a brisa. Minayin liyom haKippurim shecholos b'Shabbos also b'Kippus Yerek. How do we know the Naladur? Talmud Lomar Shabboson. Sure, because the word Shabboson. How do we know that it's also in the first place? Because it says Shabboson. Okay, Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh. Shabboson means Shus. Rashi says he doesn't quote the pasuk in Rosh Hashanah by Rosh Hashanah. Rashi quotes the pasuk Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh, right? In Vayakel also in Mishalach. So we saw it. So he said, okay, fine. So what does that mean? What in Lamai? Ilay Malamalacha Baksivlo Sasek Malacha. What does that word Shabboson teach? Says the Gemara. Can't be teaching not to do Malacha. We have a direct Pasuk, Lo Sasek Malacha. Elalav Aknivas Yerek. It means something like Knivas Yerek. Okay, and therefore Shma Mino. All right? Yeah.
Don't we have made something about the relation to Malacha? I mean, why would it be so strange to have another dad on the.
No, no, he's saying what is coming to be included by the word Shabboson. That's why. What is it? It says the Gemara says Talmud Lomar Shabboson. That's how we know Knivas Yerek is also. So we ask, well, what is the word Shabboson? We already know if it's a malacha, if it's coming to tell you don't write, well, that's included already in something else. What else?
But we have the Gemara, the Torah, I'm sorry, where it'll say multiple things.
Not only so, but Havor. But the Gemara is trying to say that this is not a halacha. They're saying that the word Shabbos comes to include even something that's not a halacha.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what it necessarily needs to be. Because we have
the halacha,
should do halacha in many different places, and not each one is teaching you a new thing.
Okay, but Shabboson is a different term, I guess. If a different term has become teach something else, that's the suggestion. Okay, think about it. I'm not sure. And then the Gemara answers, but more goes on. Omer of Chia bar Abba, Omer b'Yochanan. Okay, Yom HaKippur Shechalas Shabbos Mutter b'Knivas Yerek. B'Yochanan has an opinion that even when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, it's Mutter b'Knivas Yerek. You're allowed to cut up these vegetables. May say, Minayla, Kippur, Shabbos, 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 Yerek, Tamil, Omer, Shabbos, Shus, Lama, Ila, Malach, Akhil, Asach, Malach, Allah, Bekibis, Yerek. Rabbi Yochanan rejects Rabbi Yochanan, they ask, well, what do we have? A Bryce that just said that you can't do Kibis, Yerek when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, right? Read again, May say, the Bryce we just quoted, Minay and the Tana, right? On the second line, Omer, Mona, or Tana. Right, so minay leva kippur shecholos b'shabbos shos b'kinnis yerek because talmud lomar shabbos and shrus lamai. What is it teaching you? Right, ilam alalacha k'sivul sasa alalacha elalav b'kinnis yerek must be talmud kinnis yerek. Okay, so it's osur. So the gemara, how can Rabbi Yochanan say it's mutter? No, laolam lemalacha. Maybe this is your thing. I'm really sort of laolam lemalacha. No, that word shabbos is also coming to teach you that a malacha is osur on Shabbos. What do you mean? We already have lo sasach malacha. Lav or olav ba'aseh lo sasach. No, it's not coming to expand anything else. It's not coming to include Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is a shvus. It's a drabbanan. And on Yom Kippur, they wave the shvus. And even Yom Kippur Shavuos b'Shabbos, they wave the shvus according to Rabbi Yochanan. So why? Because, so what then is coming to be included what then is coming to be included by the word Shabboson? No, just lav or olav, lav or olav, baseh, below sasin. And the Gemara says, the bright said that way too. Tanya kibbutz b'yichon, yom kippur shkolz yom, mutter b'knivas yerek. Okay? And other things also, mefatzin begozim, mefatzin merimonim, and amin chalamala, mipnei agmas nefesh. These are certain things you can do on Yom Kippur late in the afternoon, mipnei agmas nefesh. Okay? So, and b'yochon. Yeah. So these are things you do, but the key line for our purpose on top of Kuftes on Vowels, that's why these things were allowed. And Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur Shabbos, Shabbos according to Yochanan, were normally, normally usher because it's Shabbos, but here, Agmas Nefesh, they relax the rule. But what do you mean? Doesn't the word Shabbosim come to teach you that this is also Minat Torah? If it's a Din Minat Torah, the Rabbanan can't just wave it for Agmas Nefesh. Right? The Agmas Nefesh here, Agmas Nefesh there, but it didn't from the Torah. So then what then does the word, the first opinion more was the word Shabbosim comes to the what? To tell you that no, that includes certain things that's not included in the law, namely things like Knivas Yerek. But according to the second Rabbi Yochanan, says no, Knivas Yerek is Mutar. What does the word Shabbosim teach? It doesn't mean anything. It's just, it's law for Allah, but save Allah, so same. Right? Then the more concludes, just to finish up the Sukkah, the very Rabbi Yehuda, Mekan Karva, by Rabbi Yehuda, they would trim Karva's cabbage, kruv, right? They would trim the cabbage, whether right? I cut the cabbage leaves, right? To be Rabbi Garde Karva, they would, huh?
Meat coleslaw?
I guess, right? Whatever your recipe, coleslaw, they would trim the cabbage. To be Rabbi Garde Karva, Karva is a squash, right? We had those with the same one. So have a squash. So they would peel the squash, you know, scrape the squash. But came in the Chazidu Avicham Charfe, people would, unfortunately, eventually started to do these things, Mechar means earlier in the day. Early in the day. Okay? So Amre Lahu Asa Igutam Arab Mishmeh de Biochlan Dossi. Biochlan sent a letter and said, we are Asa all this stuff because people went too far. Right? They started doing all kinds of things early in the day. They didn't wait. So they eliminated this whole hector. So Lamaita, in effect. Okay, let's look at Rashi. So, there's a little less Rashi in 49, less Rashi in Kufi Dalma Bays. And allowed the Knivas Yerek, but Amal first of all just points out, Betolosh, we're talking here that the vegetables were cut already. The Midi, the Lav Melacha, the key word, according to this opinion, his first opinion, okay, Midi, the Lav Melacha, Koyele Basay, the Shabbos Shus. Okay, which is like the Rambam said, like the Ramban said, assuming it goes all the way even to these Drabbanans, right? So the Rashi says, according to his first opinion of the Gemara, Midi, the Lav, looking at the last Rashi in 49, the key word phrase, right? The Midi, the Lav, Melocha, Koyele, Basay, the Shabbos, and Shus. They came with the Raisa, Osmachol, Shabbos, and Shana. And once it's Doraisa, then you can't make an exception, but you keep your clothes with Shabbos, because Vagim is Nefesh. Okay? Hachol, Shalom, Shabbos, is Nefesh. You can't mat the Agmas Nefesh, Lamid, Chisa, Doraisa. Someone's in the Torah, therefore, can't say, well, it's, you know, upset people in the too bad, okay? But Shari Yom Kippurim, Shari Lag Mesefesh, but other Yom Kippurim, and when lands on a weekday, then Shemag Mesefesh, and so on. And he says, even though there it also says Shabbos Yom Kippur, that's not Malacha, that's about Dabar Ma'akev Milis Anos. Okay, I mean, and these things are considered Adarab, they contribute to be able to make you fast. Right? That's a detail of the Yom Kippur, which I don't go into now. But the point is, what according to that first opinion, when it comes to Shabbos, so, anything that the Rashi says, midi de lav melacha koyle basay the Shabbosim, right? It's included on the Shabbosim. And therefore, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, maybe there's Agma Sefer. It's too bad. We're dealing with the Din Doraisa. But when it's a regular Yom Kippur on a weekday, Yom Kippur on a weekday, so then there's room for Agma Sefer. And even though it says the word Shabbosim there, it's talking about, in other words, what I think Rashi may be driving at, I don't want to belabor the point, but there's no obligation on Yom Kippur to make it a special day in terms of Issa Malacha. There is an Issa Malacha on Yom Kippur, but the Shabbos of Yom Kippur, Rashi seems to be saying, is, you know, the fasting, and that's the Shabbos, refraining from eating, and not that it's a Shabbos is a special din to make it a special day. That's not what Rashi is saying, that's not what Shabbos means by Yom Kippur. You follow? Yom Kippur, Shabbos has to do with this Mikol Dabar Misakev Milis Anos. Okay, then that's, and therefore, as Rashi says, if you have the other things with chitza and sicha and so on, that's because v'nisim is not shosekim. That's how Yom Kippur is special. It doesn't seem to be a special din of Shabbosim to make Yom Kippur a qualitatively different day. No, because it's the same word, Shabbosim, so we're splitting a little bit now, right? But anyway, I don't want to go with that now. That's a Yom Kippur question. But the other opinion of Yochanan, let's look at the top Rashi on Kuf Tezvav and Alam 50, Mutar B'Knivas Yerek, the Shavuos Lav Isur D'Oraisa Ula D'Rabbanan, the whole thing's only D'Rabbanan to begin with. And therefore, if it's Mutar for Agmas Nefesh, on a regular Kippur, it's Mutar and the Rabbanan had the right to say because of Agmas Nefesh, even if it's on Shabbos, because it's the whole thing's a D'Rabbanan. V'acham, Mishma Agmas Nefesh, Shemisakin, Reinoch, you're not doing anything, you're just Hachonar, Hari Karov, it relates to your fasting. So therefore, it's Mutar and Amin Chalamala and so on. And eventually, they look at the last line of 50. Also, Igor Sumimara Bekechid Lekabel Menei. He sent a special letter. Rabbi Yochanan sent. He doesn't just spread a word of mouth. He sent it a letter. They make it official. An official pronouncement that we're going to answer all this. Okay. Anyway, it comes out. So again, Knivas Yerek is not one of the halachas. It's a Rabbanan. It's a Chana. So we have two different opinions in Gemara. Just to summarize, One is that Knivas Yarek is mutter when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Well, we'll do that the first opinion was also. First opinion was that Knivas Yarek is usser when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos because Shabbosan includes more than Issur Melacha. Okay. Second opinion is that Knivas Yarek is mutter when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Why? He can believe in the Asay, but the Asay can't include more than the Melacha. So that's exactly, it's just labor all about save losasay. So you could read the Gemara. I think the simple understanding of the Gemara, that's exactly our Chakira here. Right? That's the 2 days of this Gemara is exactly our Chakira. Does the Asay, in this case of Shabbosah, does that include more than the Lav? Something like Kinvas Yarek is not under losasay malacha. That's for sure. Okay? One opinion is yes, the Asay includes more than the Lav. So therefore, Knivas Yarek is going to be usher when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, because it's from the Torah, it's part of Shabbos, and the Rabbanim couldn't waive it on account of Agmas Nefesh. The other opinion is that no, the Asay of Shabbos is the flip side of the Los Asay. So whatever is included in the Los Asay is included in Asay. But it's not like Knivas Yarek, which isn't included in the Los Asay, is not included in the Asay either. And therefore, it's also Midr Rabbanan, so Midr Rabbanan, they could waive it, even Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, they could waive it because of Agmas Nefesh. If you follow the two Tzadim here. So that's what I said before. It looks from this Gemara that, that's Gufa HaRishu, right? That's exactly, the two Tzadim in this Gemara is this question of how far does the Asay of Shabbos go? Is Asay, well, the first opinion, the Asay goes further than Los Asay and will include things like Kinevus Yarek, which is not a part of the Los Asay. And therefore, it's going to be Menat Torah, and they couldn't be Matur and Kippur Shechos B'Shabbos. The other opinion is that no, we agree there is an Asay of Shabbos, Shabbos, there is an Asay, we agree. But the Asay is just the mirror image of the Los Asay. So whatever is not included in the Los Asay is not going to be included in the Asay either. And then Kinevus Yarek is not included in the Asay. It's only Drabanan, and therefore, it's a Drabanan, they could waive it for Agmas Nefesh. That's what comes out. Take a look in Tosus on that Daf and Shabbos, Kufi Adam and Beis. Okay. Tosus learns entirely differently, and it's maybe Tosus. Tosas Nira Lari, Nira Lari, Dasmachta Bialmo. Okay, the Re holds this whole thing is an Asmachta. Okay, he doesn't even seem to want to entertain, even a possibility that the Asay can go more than the Lav. Okay, the whole thing is Drabbanan, because if it's the Raisa, this should be that question could be from beginning of Kippur also, and so on. So the way Tosas seems to learn, and he mentions other things, choppings are very small and so on. But Tosis holds that there is no idea of the Asay, including more than the Los Asay. Now, we learned the Maram at Kuflam and Beis, learned that Tosis holds there's no Asay to begin with. So maybe that's what he's saying, right? The Shabbos is no Asay to begin with. But certainly, even if Tosis would admit, not like the Maram learned, but that there is an Asay, but it not entertain the possibility that the Asay can include more than the Los Asay. Okay, not according to either day in the Gemara. That's what I said before. You don't have to learn that the Gemara is our Hakira. Okay, you don't have to. Tosas clearly, that's, I want to get for the sake of intellectual honesty, I want to point out that Tosas doesn't learn the way I presented it. Tosas learned the whole thing is in Asmachta, all on the Rabbanan level, and there's nothing to talk about. It's only Asmachta. Okay, Tosas, has no concept of, does not learn the Gemara that the Asay can possibly include more than Los Asay. If it does, it's because of the Rabbanan, it's not the Asay. Whatever extra is only Drabbanan. Okay? Now that could either be because there's no Asay at all, the way the Maram learned the other Tosas, or no, the Asay, he can learn that there's an Asay, but the Asay is nothing more than the flip side of the Los Asay. You follow? So, basically, it turns out now, pulling it together, there are basically three Shritas in terms of the Asay. Okay? One is, it comes out now, because at the end of the day, Tosas does have to acknowledge that, at least according to one opinion, Knivas Yarek is mutter. Okay, so you'd have to say that if we hold that the Asay goes further than the Los Asay, okay, it's in what way does it go further? Perhaps it includes all Shusim, okay? All Shusim are under Asay, which is one day that the Magen Mishnah quoted, like a Mishnah quoted in the Rambam. Or it includes only things like Pachos Mikashir, it's more limited, or it's just something like a Knivas Yarek. So it's very, very limited, like a Chana. So how do we pasken in this question, by the way, in terms of the, so it's interesting that the Balamor, I can't want to spend that much time on this, but I do want to show you something else. The Balamor in Shabbos, and that Sugi in Shabbos, Mem Beis and Manalov, the page of the Rif, 51. ויום הכיפורים מותר בקניבס ירק התולוש מן הקרקע מן המיכל אמר בערת נפש, שלא יהיה תורח מוצא יום בקניבה, הוא שאי נפשו הגומה לו. We don't want the person to have to worry that it's almost time for Neil and Kippur and a little break, you know, let's say, well, the break is before Mincha, right? So there's a break in the afternoon. So the person's nervous, you know, he's going to be so hungry at the end of the day and it takes time to prepare everything. So he wants to do some of the preparations now. Okay, that's allowed. Okay, and then he quotes the Machlokas regarding Yom Kippur Shalom Shabbos. So that's the Machlokas. All right, and he basically holds like the second day that the essay does not include more. Okay. So therefore, he comes out that it's mutar on Shabbos. Comes out that it's mutar on Shabbos because it's not a malacha. All right. Whereas the Ramban and the Muhammad's there, Mem Beis Aleph 53, Omar Kosev, Omar Ani, Shemar Nami Nesar. But no, the conclusion of the Gemara is Asar. Okay. I mean, he takes the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara mentioned that different people did different things, right? And so then Rabbi Yochanan sent a letter to people doing it too early. But Lamaisa, how do we pass? It's the Balamor. Was originally he paskins, no, he paskins like the second day that the assay does not include more, so its whole thing is only drabon, and therefore it's mutar even in Kippur falls on Shabbos. Yochanan didn't like it, but we don't paskin like Yochanan. That's what the Balamor says. But the Ramban, the Muhammad says no. Seems to me Omar Ani should be Gemara Nami Nesar. And I said, you know, he quotes that story that Yochanan sent the letter. And kosher came with Doros, Hachon, and Dikal, and Mizu, Mishum, Dilman, Mecharfi. And certainly now people won't be so careful, they'll prepare too early. So he passed the conclusion of the Gemara. Machok is Balamor, and I'm Banana Paschal. Yeah.
But the Muhammad says that it's usher. It's not saying that it's included in the Malacha.
I understand. Okay, you're right.
Because they're allowed to.
That could be.
So it could be the argument.
Could be.
Not
Hakira.
Agreed.
Agreed. Agreed. Right. You can't prove wrong. I agree. Now, if you look in the Rambam, in the Hilchos Yom Kippur, he calls it Hilchos Shvisas Osor, okay, Parak Alav Alach Gimel. The Rambam says, Mutar, regular Yom Kippur, weekday Yom Kippur, Mutar lekanevis hayerek Yom Kippur ma'amincha l'malam. Rambam allows you to cut these vegetables. And what does it mean? He says, what you do, you can crack nuts open, do different things, all because b'nei agmas nefesh. But Yom Kippur, Shalom Shabbos is Osor, but he got the conclusion more, like the Ramban, okay, Osor b'kanevis hayerek, all these things. Okay, and at the end he says, "Minig now is we don't do it even on a weekday of Kippur either." Right? The Rambam says, "Kvar nago on b'shinor v'mayr shalom yasu echad mikol biyom atzilum at all." Elaher k'shabbos achol dvar, which we're used to growing up with. Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos. We don't have the head to even when Yom Kippur is a weekday. Okay, but in any event, the Rambam says, you know, it would seem that the Rambam says that these things are usher. And again, this is perhaps like he said back in. In 34, about Perakav Alav Alav, that includes other things which are not included in the Malacha. And that's what the Lecha Mishnah there, the Shitasa, Lecha Mishnah and Shvisa Sosa, Perakav Alav Alav Gimel, 55, says, Mutu Lekan Zeher, Kotz Ragamag, and so on. Bim Toma Hechel Shabbos, Eni Shom Shmshus, Shesom Dabonim, Hoysom Torah, right? Because the word Shabboson. So he says, like we said before, it was, the Rabbanan answered it, but they didn't answer on Shabbos. And Yom Kippur Shachos Balikday because of Agam Mishnah. Okay. And by the way, in the Shulchan Aruch too, I just printed in Tafri Shir Aleph, Siv Beis, okay, 56. Kol Malacha Shachon B'Shabbos Chalav Yom Kippurim B'Chol Shem B'Shabbos Patav Al Osa Gam Yom Kippurim Kain Elosh B'Shabbos Zonah B'Skila Yom Kippurim Zonah B'Karis. Okay, just tell you a general rule that every Osa on Shabbos is also in Yom Kippur, and everything is also Rabbanon on Shabbos, is also Rabbanon on Yom Kippur. Same thing, except that Shabbos is a more severe punishment. Shabbos is Skila, Yom Kippur is Karis. Because also Tatal of Shabbos, okay, whatever you can't move on Shabbos, Muktzah, also Tatal of Yom Kippur, okay, all the same dinim. The only thing is.
Why is that Skila
worse than Karis? Well, Misa B'Day is considered more severe, so the Bezin executes you. Karis means that it's right now, right? That Karis could be in 10 years from now.
Karis, I mean. If we're talking about losing, you feel like you're
wrong. So that's a further question. What's cars? Okay, you're right. Okay. But cars, well, some cars just mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes you die earlier than you're supposed to. Okay, whatever your time was, you die earlier. So not a good thing either. But leave out all of above for now. Anyway, at the end, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Tiru Lekanev Yerek. They were Matir. Knivus Yerek and Kippur, and Anuchim Malach Keshechal Bechol. It was a weekday, but in on Nagel Ezra. Nowadays, we don't do that at all. Okay, that's an idea. Now, so far, you see, so I'm saying it could be not the way Tosafot could be that our Chakira is 2 days in the Gemara. Tosfos learns not like that, but there could be 2 days in the Gemara. And a Machlokas Rishonim had a Paskin, about a more Paskin like one day. Akiva, your point is well taken that the Lav Dafka they were arguing about, Enchanami. Okay, but it could be that that was it. It could be that it is what they're arguing about. Certainly feasible to say it. And I'm like, so we Paskin that the Kinnis and Eric is also on Shabbos and even also in Kippur, you know, because we don't have any of these coolers. Now,
the
Shulchan Aruch says, no, Shulchan Aruch says, he tear the kind of Eric if they if go, or so it goes,
oh,
but Shachal, Kishavachon, it's a weekday, but it's not no good lesser. Now we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, again, yeah.
It's back to whether
you. Yeah. Now, the question.
I just ask,
yes.
When it says Nagu Lesor, instead of it being black and white, that it's Usur or Mutter, what does Nagu Lesor mean halachically? Like if there's a tsar, like.
Yeah, so if you say Nagu Lesor, then there's room for, there's more wiggle room, yes. There's more wiggle room than some other, you know, pressing concern. Yes. Okay. Now, the question is there anything we can look at? All these things we mentioned, if we're, again, our basic theory is the assay of Shabbos, if it exists, is it just the flip side of the Los assay, or is it expanding? We said there's room to say, at least according to some Rishonim, perhaps even according to one day in the Gemara, that it actually expands it to things, what type of things? Things that are above, left up to above. I just want to point out, it's possible there can even be something which is Doraisa, which is included in the assay. Not a Malacha, but there are certain things that are also the rice on Shabbos and not a malacha. And maybe that would be under the assay, specifically Shvisas Behemto. Okay, and the assay includes things not included in the Los assay. And that's what the Rabbanan defined. That's what they you know, they gave you the parameters. Are they doing the rice which expand to? So the answer is Shvisas Behemto. You look back in the Pasuk and the Chon and the Dibbers, right? It says, Yom HaShvi Shabbat and Parakopa, Pasuk Yod of Shos 1, right? Or we had it before Yeah, or in Waschana, Parakei Pasuk Yudal 46. Either way, it says, Lo Sasech Olacha, Atomi Chom Yitach Atcha, Vamos Chom Behem Techo. Behem Techo. Okay, in Behemah, it's called Shvisas Behemah, your animal. Okay, now, clearly your animal is not obligated to Shabbos. Okay, but it's part of your obligation on Shabbos to make sure your animal doesn't do something that's a malacha. Animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but you have to make sure your animal doesn't do things. Now, I would have thought that that's part of my malacha, right? It's part of my shvisa to make sure that my animal doesn't work for me on Shabbos. But take a look. You look in the Sefer HaMitzvot of Nusadya Gaon, okay? He seems to count it as separate. Banecha, your children, we'll talk about that shvisa's cotton. Bavadecha, v'hemtecha yishpisu ro. Sounds like the Rabsad Yigal is learning it's an individual, separate mitzvah. It's not part of the person's Malachat Shabbos. The Rambam is clearly not that way. The Rambam in Mitzvah's Esei Kuf Nun Dal 58, the Rambam writes, Ubir Alei Yisalem, Shashvisa Malachas, Hichove Aleinu. It's Archav Al Ben Tenu Babadenu. It sounds like it's part of Shvisa's Shabbos. Okay? At least that, but he's talking there about the mitzvah say. Notice 58 is mitzvah say, not lo sasachom alacha. The mitzvah say, kuf nun dalet. Okay, and it cannot be a possible mitzvah say on a behema. Okay, but the Rambam is telling you that part of my shvisa, as in my mitzvah say, is to make sure my animal doesn't do alacha. At least with regard to the mitzvah say, it's part of the shvisa's adam. Okay, and that fits with the idea that the mitzvah say expand the love to create the atmosphere of the day. Because if your animal is going to be schlepping and plowing, so again, it takes away from the quality of the day, the uniqueness of the day. If you have your animal plow, the animal doesn't have to observe Shabbos. Certainly, there's no mitzvah to say an animal plow Shabbos, right? To observe Shabbos. But if you're going to do everything in the same old way, okay, basically the definition would be that the iser of losas ha'kalacha is your action. Okay? The assay is about the day's character. So, you know, what the Rambam is, again, I stress in 58, it's mitzvahs asay kuf nundalet. It includes that the shvisa is all my animal, I have to make sure my animal doesn't contribute to the day. Okay? Now, this question, you know, maybe also what the makor of the asay is, the tishbos, the shabbosim. Okay, we spoke about that before. Take a look now, the Gemara speaks about this. Having your animal or inspiring your animal to work is called mechamer. Mechamer Acher Behemto. The law of a Mechamer. So it's interesting. We look in the Gemara and Yevama, and we've seen different parts of this Gemara. That's where I say Dochalos, I say. A lot of Shabbos stuff comes up. We've seen already. The very bottom of Hamad Bay is going over to Rav Menala 59. The Gemara says, Tanya Yochli, hey, Kibbut Rav Ein Dochal Shabbos. Can Kibbut Rav Ein be Dochal Shabbos? Again, that's the whole Sugi of Asay Dochalos, which we've seen several times already. So one of the things the Gemara says, can Kibbut Rav Ein be Dochal Shabbos? So Talmud Omer, no, Ish Ima Lo Yitzirav, Shem Sosa Tishmaru, Kulchem Chayav Mechodi. Okay, you're right. Your father tells you, your mother tells you, to violate Shabbos, to cook, did that, you're not allowed to do it. Okay. So Gemara says, My Lab, Domer Le Shchotli Bashili, what are the Metzias? Okay, what did the father or the mother tell you to do? Okay, so Mustami said, Shchotli, go slaughter an animal, I'm hungry. Or Bashili, cook me, scramble me an egg. Okay, cook up for me. And now, the timer, the cost of Rahmana is Shabsosai Tishmaru. Now, apparently, I would have thought the more Havamina was that the Kibbut Rav Ein wins. I say, Dogalos, I say, my father said, scrambling the egg up on Shabbos. I'd have to listen because yeah, that's service, that's providing Machilo, Mashkev. I mentioned obedience is not part of it, but Machilo is. So my mother asked me to cook up a meal for him or for her, so I'd have to do it. The only thing is, it says, Ish Ivovit Rav is Shabsos Tishmaru, and a special exclusion. Because it says the Torah, in that case, you don't have to do the parents, what the parents bidding. Okay?
Does that line come up in the Gemara? Or
yes.
It's in the Gemara.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, we'll see in a second. Okay. So the Gemara says, Holav Hachi Dochi, 1 second. If not for that limud, would you think that the Kibbut Rav Ein is Docha Shabbos? One of the reasons the Gemara finds that strange is because Shabbos is a lav sheyeshbo karis and misa. That's part of the discussion of sugi there. When we say, I say, no kalos, I say. Okay? The lav sheish bokaris is a higher ranking lav. Maybe I say do kalos is only when the lower type of a losa says, as opposed to as karis. Or it says, sounds here, like if not for that limud of a special drosha, ish ovi mitiro, shavsosa tishmaro, kulchem chamechori, I would assume that the Kibbut Rav Ein would win out, even though it's against what? The law of Sheish Bokaris. Where it says, no, that's not the case. That we never had a Havamina. The father tells you to do Malacha, no, I say Dochalos, whatever. We don't need the Limud for that. So what then did the father say? Love the Mechamer. Okay, love the Mechamer. That's what our entire topic. And he told him to do something with the animal. Okay, that's what he told. Love the Mechamer. That's what the Gemara says on top of it. Because of that Shishis Behemta is not one of the third Amalachas. Mechamer is not one of the third Amalachas. Okay, let the thick look. Well, we'll see the Rashi, we'll see the Gemara. All right, the Gemara concludes, I feel a haki lo dochi, so why isn't it docha? Okay, so we should learn out something else. And here, by the way, you have the phrase, I say docha lo, so say to the Gemara, by the last line of 59. Okay, so anyway, so look at the Rashi. I thought the Havamina, look at the Rashi, Ham and Bays, in the Yevamah 60, Shchotli, the Havi Av Melocha, right? I thought it's an Av Melocha, right? It's a real Av Melocha, and it's a Chayav and Kares. And even so, I would have thought Kibbut Rav Ein wins out, except you have a special limud. Of course, no, you don't need the limud for that. That for sure wouldn't win out. What is it? Lav the Mechamer. Look at Rashi 61, Yevamah Zvav and Av, Lav the Mechamer, Achar Behema, Shu Belav, Delo Saset Melocha, Atal Behem Tichor, Ubahai Lav, Leka Kares, Delo Avid Maisen. Tosas says, and Rashi rather is saying that that's also a lav, but it's a lav she'ein bo karis, because it says lo sasa chamacha atol behemtacha. So it's a lo sasa, right? But it's a lo sasa that doesn't have karis, okay? Because you're not doing mechamer, because you're not doing anything, okay? And you're potter from any onesh misa. All right, so Gemara discusses that. So what I want to bring out from that Gemara...
really seems that the Gemara is saying anything, especially as Rashi, that this is referring to Pater Aval Aser.
He doesn't mean Pater Aval Aser, because this is talking about Lo Sasa. Rashi learns is the law. But if you look in the Rashba, in his Kedushin, okay, he says a comment that's related to us. In the Kedushin of Yivam, it's Vav Rala. The Masa of Enigma Mino, okay. When he quotes, look at the end, Mori Harabza, he quotes one of his Rebbeim, okay, very likely Ramban, right? Tirate, the Mechamer Leka Asay, because the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? There's an Asay and a Rishonim, there's an Asay and a Los Asay. Let's look at the Kasha quickly, 62. He could have made the Kadar of Nigma Hakadarachimia Asay Velos Asay. Because isn't Shabbos and also Asay? The Gemara tries to figure out. We say Asay do chalos Asay. Is that only Asay do chalos Asay? Again, I'm going quick on this point because we're not learning Yavamas. But part of the discussion of Yavamas, Asay do chalos Asay. Is it all Os Asay? Maybe Os Asay has Chiv Misa is a higher level. Another thing they say, maybe it's not Docha all Os Asay. It's only Docha a plain Los Asay, but not a Los Asay that has an Asay. So to the Chiddush Rashbo asked, but doesn't Shabbos eat a Mechamer? There's Os Asay. Right, so maybe they said, why did they bring it up? So he writes, Umori Haram Zaltirit, the Mechamer Leka Asay, a little bit of wording, the Mistama Tish, last line of 62. Umori Haram, I read the Kasha. Umori Haram Zaltirit, the Mechamer Leka Asay, the Mistama Tishbos, Eno Asay, Ela Avos Melochos. He says, look, you see that? Okay, so Mechamer is only going to be a Los Asay. What this Rebbe of the Rashbo is saying is that the Asay, in a certain sense, is certainly not more expansive than, or maybe less expansive, because the Asay wouldn't cover Mechamer, but it is a Los Asay, right? It is a Los Asay. It's not a Los Asay that has Kares. It's not one of the 39 Melachas. It's a Lav, because it says in the Torah, so it goes off. Los Asay Melachat V'chol V'hemtichot. So you can't change what it says in the Torah. It says Los Asay by Behema. But you didn't do anything, so you can't be put to death. But it's still a Los Asay. Right, but the Rashbo's Rebbe is saying, but it's not an assay. So you know,
but
it says,
Tishbos is not an assay except
that's what he's saying. Tishbos can only include an assay on things that are already included under the Los Asay. Mirror image, because it's fair. That's the side of the Chakira, that the assay is just the flip side of the Los Asay. He says it beferish. Right, I think, and that's what the Rosh Bonivam is saying, beferish. He's saying there's no assay other than what's covered by the Los Asay Chomalacha. So assay is just the flip side of the Los Asay. You follow? You understand? Look at his language. The Mechamer, there's no assay because Mechamer is not one of the 39 Melachas.
Okay. So
the assay of Tishbos, so Tishbos is an assay, but only to amplify the Isser of the 39 Melachas. And it doesn't include anything else not including the 39 Melachas.
What is Tishbos? What would be an example of
Tishbos? No, so we should say it's Lava or Allah Bela Sein, Allah Sein. No, anything to do with cooking on Shabbos. I not only Vala Lo Sein, Vala Lo Sein also.
So Tishbos is the...
Right, that's what he said. Look, that's what he says. The Mistama... No, he said, like we said before, not day in the Gemara. Lavar ala basay below sase. Certain things, it's stricter, it toughens it up, it beefs it up.
I'm a little bit confused because Tishbos I thought understood to be something like something beyond.
That's how we've been saying. But the other side of the Chakira is that Tishbos is nothing more than what I call the flip side of the Los Asay. It's just to not only the Avada Los Asay, Avada Asay too.
So it seems to be just useless term.
Not useless, because it tells you you are not only Avada Los, you're also Mevata Asay. It strengthens the Isser. Double whammy. Right? Double punish. You strengthen. Bittal Asay. Not only the Avada Los, it's also Bittal Asay. So on your scorecard, Yom Kippur, you did all these bad things, right? You did Los Asay and Avada. But that's what Rashbo's Rebbe is saying. He's saying, he says, the Mechamer with the Behema, there's no Asay. Why not? The Mistama Tishbos ain't no Asay, Ela Avos Melachos. Okay? Yeah. Now, so that takes care of that point. Now, another interesting, and we saw this already also, I think, just a moment. Yeah. Just in terms of this, you know, this Chakira, okay, it may play, and we touched on this already, but the Gemara in Shabbos Samech Tes Amud Aleph, okay? But at least according to Rabbi the Rashbo, you see Beferish like one side of Chakira. And maybe we said, maybe that's 2 days in the Gemara, but can you say Eric? Okay, you don't have to learn the Gemara the way Tosus doesn't. But that's a toot study of what the Asay, if there is an Asay, is it just, the Rashbo's Rebbe is clearly saying that the Asay is just the flip side of the Los Asay. And it doesn't include anything not included in Losa. Since Mechamer is not, you know, having a behemoth do work is not part of the Losa. It's not one of the opposite. It's also not from the Asay. It's all Losa. It's a Losa in the Torah, but it's not one of the 39 Malachas. So you see clearly that's the sheet of the Rebbe Rashi. Okay, now, in terms of, I don't want to say Nafkaminas exactly, but, you know, within this Chakira, so one issue will be in terms of defining that we had before, is Don Shabbos and Shigas Malacha and so on. So you look in the Ramban, his Chiddush and Rat Daf and Shabbos Samet Ezra. If you look back, the Gemara we quoted earlier, we spoke about it last week, 19 and 20. Okay, the Gemara and Shabbos. You know, the question was, the guy didn't know that it was, he knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that any of the malachas were asur. So he asked the question, so what did he know? Right? Remember that last time? Anybody? It was Don Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas. He knew that today was Shabbos. He just didn't know that it was also to write, to cook, and to plant, and all these things. So then what in the world did he know? Right? So now we can use our Hakira to sort of present that. What did he know? Well, did he know about the Asay of Shabbos? If the Asay of Shabbos is what? Just the flip side of the loaves, nothing more, then you can't say, well, he knew about the Asay, because the Asay is nothing more than the flip side of the loaves. You know about the Malachas, well, loaves is exactly what we were saying before. It's just it's heads and tails of the same coin. But if the Asay comes to include other things, whatever those other things are, that are not included in those, then you can conceive a case where he didn't know about the Malachas, but he knew about the Asay. So look at the Ramban in Shabbos Samach Tesem Aleph. Even once Achi Yishko Pirish Afal Pish Yodei Isur Asay Shabo Kevin Shu Shogeg Belav Shkogi. Right, he knew the Asay. Okay, but he writes V'lo Ukimna the Yodel Asay the Shabbos and the Tishbos. Right, he suggests, at least according to the first view, is that it's not, he did not know about the knowing the Asay. He's saying is not enough to create his Don Shabbos. Then he writes, "V'yesh lefarish lav shabo hainu issa shabo shum sober mutter." Okay. Bottom line, the Ramban is saying, even though the Ramban was the one who said this notion of Shabbosom, but he said knowing the assay is not enough to qualify for his Don Shabbos. In other words, what could be here now is basically, I don't say like a third opinion, but we'll agree, because the Ramban himself says in Chumash that the Asay goes further. Well, the Asay goes further, not like we just said in the Rebbe, the Rashba, whoever it was, probably not the Ramban. I said before it's not Ramban, because we'll hear there. He said the Asay and the Losa is their flip side. But with this Ramban, the Ramban here in Shabbos, Abakas and Aleph is saying it was like this. He acknowledges there's an Asay of Shabbos and Tishbos. But that is, knowing that is not enough to qualify as Don Shabbos. Why? Because even if it's something extra, it is not integral to the definition of Shabbos. You follow kind of a third opinion, a third way of looking at it. The Asay goes further. But in order to know about Shabbos, in order to be called Don Shabbos, you have to know Isurim of Shabbos. Knowing an Asay, even what Ramban is saying, the Asay covers other things. But those other things, whatever they are, Rabbanans, whatever they are not enough to define that now you know enough about Shabbos, you're called Don Shabbos. That's not enough. It's too minimal. It's too insignificant as compared to Malachas. In other words, the Asay is not the same as the Losas. Okay? The Asay is not. It includes other things, but those other things are not essential to Shabbos. Okay? Now,
would it be possible to map this out on the board, like 1, 2, 3?
I'll try and say it. I'll try and say it again. Well, there's really, you could say that this. Let's summarize it. You could say there's no assay altogether. That's what the Maram Lublin Tosis. There's no assay of Shabbos altogether. Okay. Then you can say point two. There is an assay of Shabbos, but the assay of Shabbos is in effect a mirror image of the laws. It doesn't include. It's not expansive. It doesn't expand anything. It's the flip side of those that said lav or olav bishnei lavin. I'm sorry, not bishnei lav. Asay belos asay. The double whammy, right? You bought it a bit to asay, and you're not. But it doesn't add anything.
The third way
is that the asay, like we saw in the Rambam and the Ramban, the asay, whether it's tishbos, the Rambam says, or Shabbosim, the Ramban talks about it, emor, that comes, to, the asay is more expansive than it. It includes things that don't fall under malacha. That don't fall under malacha. Okay? But they'll be included in the asay. Now, at that point, up until this moment we just said, that may be because if you say it like that, then if you know about the asay, that's enough to call you Zon Shabbos. because it includes other things, not under losase. But the Ramban and the Chiddushim here is saying no. Even though I, the Ramban, hold there isn't a say, and the say is more expansive than losase. But it's not an integral enough part of the definition of Shabbos that we're going to call you Don Shabbos when you don't know anything about the Malachas. In other words, to be called Don Shabbos, you have to know about the Malachas. And that's the Ramban, as you touched on, that's precisely the point. The say is not just a flip side of the losase. It expands. It covers other things. But those other things are not enough. You just know about some of those other things. You know about Mechamer, let's say, if you hold it. Not like the Rebbe Midrash Bo. You hold the Mechamer is included in the, whatever. We hold the Knivus Yerek, whatever. Okay, under the Asay. But that's not enough to say, oh, now you know something about Shabbos. The same way, by the way, the Gemara didn't say, and that's the Ritva, the Gemara didn't say, well, maybe he knows about Kiddush. Maybe he knows about Halakas Neiros. There are Jews today like that, right? They don't know anything about the Halakas, but they light candles on them. I don't know how many people do it. You know what I'm saying? That's not enough, because that's not enough an integral part of the definition of Shabbos. Mm. So therefore, the Ramban is saying, neither are the things that the Asay comes to include that weren't included on the law. But that in itself hammers home the point that the Asay and the Losas are not the same thing. Right? They're not the same thing. The Asay is other things, but those other things are not integral enough to Shabbos. The Ritva, and this is what we're going to say, the Ritva and his Kedushim to Shabbos, Samach Tesim Nalav, the last one is Shlokish. He says, Chol Sheyesh Bar Asiya Mashba Bein Lav Bein Asay. Okay? He seems to say, no, that knowing about the Asay will qualify. Right? Anything he knows he's not supposed to do, whether he knows it because he knows the Malacha, or he doesn't know about any Malacha, but he knows that there's an Asay of Tishbos that prevents him doing certain things. Anything. So he's against the Ramban. I'm pretty sure he was disagreeing with the Ramban. At the end, we're at the second one, the Eidah Lo Shabbos in my Pirish, any deal of Shabbos in Kiddush Ravdala Va'onig Achila, because again, that's not part of the integral definition of Shabbos. Vim Eino Yodea Inin Shvisa Malacha Shu Iker, right? To Kiddush Ravdala Onig Michael, that's not enough. Okay? So, in any event, that's the bottom line of Machokas, Ramban and the Ritva, whether if we say that the Asay of Shabbos includes more than the Los Asay, is that more enough to an integral part of Shabbos that it defines the character of Shabbos and that enough to make it his own Shabbos? Question. Another, let me finish quickly. Another area where this may come up is the chiyuv of women in terms of Shabbos issues. Okay? We know the Gemara Kedushin Chav Tetzman, I don't have to read it, so you all know it, right? Mitzvah say the Mishnah, submission 65, right? Mitzvah Shazman Groma. Men are chayav, men are potter, low is man gomer, we have to keep all the love and the same. Okay, what does man gomer mean? Rashi says, in 66, chavtas manam, shazman gomer, shazman gorim lo shetavo. I mean, it only applies a certain time of day, only applies a certain time of year, fine. The Rambam Paskins, and of all places, hechaz avodazari, hechaz avodazari, parak good beis, aloha gimel, kol mitzvahs lo sas shesh v'torah, echad anoshim, echad anoshim chayavim. Women have to keep all the mitzvahs that say, I'm sorry, all the mitzvahs lo sas the same as men, except for baltakim, matkanapes, we have a few exceptions. And a call mitzvah seishah is balazan, like women are potter, except for kiddush, achilas matzah, kum pesach. She has a few examples of exceptions. Okay, now what about kiddush talking? Kiddush Ram just says is an example of a mitzvah seishah women have to keep, and that's a gemara because it says we all know in perchov, especially dibros in yisro, it says zocher shamash shabbos gadcho, and vaschana says shomer shamash shabbos gadcho. So the famous one, brachos chafod beis. Printed in 70, I'm going to go through this quickly, we all know this. Okay. Amar Rabba Rabba, Nosh, Chayavas, Bekiddush, Yom, Dvar Torah. Women are Chayav and Kiddush Friday night, same as men, Mido, Raisa. And they were asked, why? Isn't it a Mitzvah Seishah, Shazan, Groma? Huh? What?
Yeah.
So Abaye says, Dvar Bona, what did he say? Dvar Torah. No, because we have an equation, Zachar and Shamar. We know that because Baruch Hu said them the same time, right? Like we say in the Chadodi. Shamar, Zachar, B'dibur, Echad. He said it all at once. So what was the purpose then? To show us a trick he could do, we can't do. And, you know, no matter how fast you talk, you can't say two words at the same time. Okay, but Kosh Baruch Hu can. Okay, so we're showing off. Obviously not. The teachers, Kosh Yeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shmira. Who has to keep one, has to keep the other. So therefore, women, since they have to keep Shmira, because Shmira is a Los Haseh, we just learned in the Mishnah says they have to keep all the Los Haseh. Men, they have to keep Kiddush also. Okay, now, it's interesting. Now, look to 72. Okay, women have to keep all Los Haseh. So the Gemara gives an example. What's a mitzvah sasei? Shalom zman groma. Don't have to keep those also. The only example from zman groma. So the Gemara in Kedushin lamed aleph al. Says what's an example of a mitzvah that women don't have to keep? So it mentions mezuzah Maka Aveda, Shazveda, Shiloh Hakem. Okay. Okay. So Tosa says a bomb kasha. Tosa Kedusha Lamadawa 74. Maka Aveda Shiloh Hakan. Tema the Rebbe Bechol Hani Ksiv Lav. Look up the Psukim. By Maka it says Lo Sosim Dom Misekha Misekha. Okay. By Shomas Aveda, not by Mizu, by Shomas Aveda it says Lo Sukhali Salim. By Shiloh Hakan it says, what if they lo also each one of these, the Gemara gives an example. No, but there's a lab involved. Bechol hani k'siv lav. Okay, so that so then I gives one answer. But then hikshar Rabbi Yosef Eretz Yisrael appears. Ain kain gabe ain madlikim b'shem tzvei b'yomtiv shem diyomtiv asay below asay. So he says k'tzvei as kachim ain what asay. Isha she'ena chayv asay diyomtiv avis man grama chisuchal hadlik b'shem tzvei b'yomtiv. The Gemara asks, it basically says over there. Okay. That women, by these other mitzvahs, the lab is only to bolster the asay, to an asay. Okay? In other words, that's what Tosa's answer, the part that I left out. But Tosa's answer, oh, Hashem's Aveda, the mitzvah is to return the Aveda. Meaning it says, don't ignore it. Right? And the mitzvah, Shulach Ken, it's another mother word, bird away. It's a low sikache. By Makkah, the mitzvah is, no, it's to build a Makkah. It also says, don't let anyone fall. But the lab there just is bolsters the asay. So there would be a Yosef, and you saw, ask a kasha, 1 second. Okay, what about Yontif? Yontif is going to say, and a los haseh, and there it's not just the los, they're not going to tell me the los haseh, it comes to both of the haseh. Okay, so Tosa seems to hold that women aren't included in the haseh of Yontif. Okay, and so that would imply, number one, that the haseh and the los are not the flip side of one another. Okay, and the haseh, you know, is not so integral to the definition of Yontif, because otherwise women would be chayav. And yet there's a mission shops, one of the missions in Mamma Malikin, Chavdal Bay 75. Ein Malikin is Shemin Sreif from Yom Tov. Shemin Sreif from Rashi explains being Shemin Shal Truma Tomato. So you burn it, okay, but you're not allowed to burn Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains in 77, Chavdal Bay is my time, and I ain't sore from culture from Yom Tov. Fine. How do we know? This is the Gemara quoted before, now you have the whole thing. Menani Mili, that you're not allowed to burn it, okay? It says, Rabbi Ah, because Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn something, it already lit fire. The Omar Shabboson Asay. You're supposed to burn Truma Tamei. So we should say that the Asay of Ba'esh Tisrofu, that's supposed to do with the Truma Tamei, Ba'esh Tisrofu, should knock out Lo Sase Chamalacha. Okay? And someone says, no, because it's an Asay and a Lo Sase. Asay, who Rashi, again, that's where it says, Shus Frosbo. So if an Asay and a Lo Sase, okay, are in effect flip side, the mirror images, so women would be chayav in the assay as well. Like, for example, we say that in a certain way, not eating chametz on Pesach is the flip side of yes eating matzah. The Gemara makes that equation. Whoever, even though matzah is also a mitzvah sase, shows my problem, but whoever is obligated not to eat chametz is yes obligated to yes eat matzah. So it's the same thing, okay? So, and even if they, you know, and so basically this Gemara would appear that women are yes chayav in the assay, of Yontif, all right? But the you know, I mean, that's the question. A woman chayav in the asay of Yontif. How closely is that related to los asay? If you hold it there, even the Yosef Eretz Yisrael says that you got to say that no one's going to say that women can burn Shumat Tamei on Yontif because they're not chayav in the asay of Yontif, right? So it can't be. So therefore, it comes out that if the two sides of our chakira, if the asay and the los asay are flip mirror images of the other, so we're going to be chayav in the asay as well. And even if they're not, but they both seem to be equally integral to the other. So that's a point which, again, I'm not going to dwell on this too much, but I printed some of the shonim, and it's going to get about it, maybe 5 more minutes, we'll finish it up. The Chiddush Ramban, there in Chiddush, Lamed Dal, Lamed Aleph, okay, he says, well, perhaps it says the Shabbason is an assay, and the women are going to be chayav in that also. That's basically what he's getting at. All right, that Shabbosim and Tobim, it's an assay, so women are chayav in that also. The Ran explains it a little more clearly. Look in the Ran on the Riff in Kedush Yudal and Beis, Vilmasal Beis, Zehu Mitzvah Assay. He says, why do you mention Sen Kashas Tosu, Maka Veda, Shita Shasha Chabbos Henda, Fil Lo Machayav Shemasesh, and Machayav Lavdidu, Vol Hab Lavin. Okay. He says, it's lo domi le Shabbos Yom Tov klal. The Hosam Laba say kulu b'sheva al taisa v'lo efshel l'fluginu. See those words they're on? He says, as we were saying before, what is the, when it comes to Yom Tov Shabbos, What is the assay? You can't separate the lav and the assay. You know, other things you can, but even by Shabbos Avodah, you can separate the lav from the assay. Not by Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can't separate them. Okay? And therefore, the Sefer Chinuch says in Parshas Emor, Mitzvah Tzadi Zion, that women, he says openly, no heges, zchar on a kavis. Women are obligated in the assay of Shrisa. They're, yes, obligated in the assay of Yom Tov. Either because, now two reasons we can say it, either because the assay and the low sense are just mirror images of each other. So Yechav and Losei, Yechav and Asei. Or if you hold the distinct, he'll hold, not like Tosus, that the Asei is integral to the definition of Yatav. Okay? What's interesting is the Minchas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Sadi Zion, see, those Gimel in 83, notes that the Sefer Chinuch has this Chiluk, okay? You know, he says the Shabbos is different. Okay? Shabbos is certainly, there's no discussion. Okay? If you look at the Sefer Chinuch in 84 and 85, the Mishpatim Shvisa B'Shabbos, okay, and the Yisro, the Lo Sasev Shabbos, there he says for sure that Noheg is B'chol Mok B'chol Zman B'zcharim Uve Nekevis, okay, and you know, there the Mishpatim Chinuch says clearly, Sefer Chinuch is saying that, you know, and he quotes it, those things are not that way. Those things are not that way, but the Chinuch you know, holds that way. He says, though, Minchas Chinuch does, that even the Ramban, even others who hold that by Yom Tov, maybe not include Nasei, by Shabbos they are. So maybe the Shabbos Nasei is more integral. All right, you know, these are just details the Chakir, you can look it up and see. But you may, the Minchas Chinuch points out that maybe that Chinuch. The Chinuch doesn't make a chiluk. He says the woman chayav in the assays of Shabbos. And says Yom Tov. Tosa seems to imply that Ramban seems to imply that maybe they're not chayav in the assay of Yom Tov, but the Minchas Chinuch asserts that Shabbos they would be. The last thing I want to just mention, one last thing, and we're done. Okay, with this, you can look up the source that I ran through at the end. But if you take a look, we know that chilul Shabbos is a very, very severe iser. Okay, to the point that somebody who's mechalal Shabbos is considered a mumar l'chol Torah kulo. Okay, like Rabbi Nebavasi, right? Thank you. Pasuk in the Haftorah from this afternoon, Yishaya Perak Nun Vog, right? Shomer Shabbos Mechalo. Okay, Shomer Yedo Mechalo Kol Ra. It equates Shabbos with Kol Ra. Pasuk in Yishaya Perak Nun Vog from the Haftorah of Tanis Tibur. So Gemara Chulin Hamadal says Mikanamu. Mikablin Korbanos Miposhe Yisrael. A Jew is a sinner, he can bring korbanos. Chutz min ha-mumar, but not someone who denies, I'm not because a mumar. Okay? Or menatzeh hezayin, he's afraid he might, if he works out of Zara, he'll give the wine to Avodah Zarah. U'mechaloi Shabbos b'far hesin, or it says, u'mechal Shabbos b'far hesin. A mumar, or a person who's mechal Shabbos b'far hesin, is considered like a goy.
Mumar and a
Mumar Mechal Shabbos. No, there's possibility, but that's for our purposes, right? They're mentioned, this Nasach HaYayin mentioned. But anyway, the bottom line, the Rambam writes, Shabbos, Hilchot Shabbos, Parak Lamed, Halacha Tezvav. HaShabbos, Bavodah Zarah, Kol Achas Mehen, Shkustayin, Shkula, Keneged Shar, Kol HaMitzvos. And Shabbos is the oath between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lefichach, Kol over Al Shar HaMitzvos, Harei Bichlal Rishei Yisrael. Somebody who does violate the mitzvahs is a Rasha. But he's not considered a Rasha for everything. Ava mechal Shabbos b'far hesi arei k'olein avod azara. Ushneim k'goyim l'chol divrein. Touching wine and various other things. Okay, that's chil Shabbos. Okay, and the Magid Mishnah explains on that Rambam paraglamet l'chol tesvav. Mechal Shabbos b'far hesi amumer l'chol atur k'ol atar kula. He's like a goy. Because Shabbos speaks about the creation of the world, it's like I believe that Hashem created the world and so on, and that's why Paskin the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shechita Yoredeisim and Beis Sifei Mumer Lahakis Afilu Davar Echad Osho Mumer Lavris Kavu Olachal Shabbos Rahesia Shul Mumer Lachal Torah Afilu Chus Mishayim Elo Dino Kavir Kachavim the Shechita is no good. So that's when it comes to Shabbos. It's an interesting question. Which I want to wonder one second. Let's say. He's a mumar for the assays of Shabbos. That's our, right? Let's assume the assay is given a lot. Just like we asked, it does include women and so on, it's by Yantan. What about the Prima Godin says in his Psycho Shabbos, not the Psycho Fellows, the Okay. Was, what about Shabbos? Do you have to violate to be categorized in a severe category? You had a question? That's what the Pergadim is Mesupik. And the Psichat of Shabbos owes you now 92. Nistapakni, huh? Yeah, right. Nistapakni. How the Kalam Dukta Tuba, Mumal Chal Shabbos, Vasya, Munachal Turkula, and he quotes the Yardin, yes, remember just so. Dafka be Mechal Baver Doraisa Dafka? Is it only something that's Doraisa? Or he says, or maybe Dafka Shukari Suskila? And what about Alav the Mechamer, which would he be? It was only, maybe it's only an essay or it's a Rabbanan. Would that be Mumal Chal Turkula? Or what about Tchumen if you hold? The Tchumen is not Midoraisa. All these questions, okay? So really, we can ask, go back to our, even if you assume that the assay is expansive and it covers more, it's not the flip side, it covers more than most assay. But we saw for certain purposes, maybe it won't qualify, according to some, it won't qualify as an integral part of Shabbos, so therefore it's not enough for its don't Shabbos, according to some. Or maybe it would not have been enough to mechayev women, at least when it comes to Gantim, maybe Shabbos is different. Now, also another nafkamino with regard to a mumar. Okay? Will that make you a mumar? All right, the Minchas Chinuch in Yisrael. It's a lamed base. You know? Huh? So he said, well, it's not clear. Okay? It may depend on how we say, how we look. Take a look. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzalam and Beis, also in Aleph 93. Tzorach Ian, imu isur Torah l'anech behem alaz melacha pachos mikashir. Typical Minchasina question. What if it's only Darbanan, you have your animal do a Darbanan, pachos mikashir, right? Is that also considered isur Torah? And then Yud Beis, he writes, you got near the lavachi lo habi rosh l'chalatura came in the eno rak ba'asei. If the whole issa is only an issa asei, even if you hold the asei is more expansive than the lav, but it may not be enough to render you a mumar. Okay? To segue into what we'll start Bez Hashem tomorrow, Rav Chaim Ozer, the Tshuva is Achiezer Chela Gimelson, Pei Aleph, that was a Kaczynski, 94, Shomati, Shomati Be'alufa Mido Agon, Rav Chaim Elojo. I think he's referring to Rav Chaim Brisker possibly, because he didn't see Rav Chaim Elojo. Huh? No, they weren't. He never saw Chavalah. Okay, he introduces Shvisas cotton, and you can perhaps extend it to our issue with Shvisas cotton. What do you violate? Okay, because if you violate Shvisas cotton, letting your kid do something on Shabbos, does that make you a mumar or not? Right? So it's the same type of question. What, you know, that you didn't violate a malacha. Okay, maybe more than it's a say. I'll get a segue to want to talk about next. But the bottom line is that it could be that even if you hold, there is an assay of Shabbos, even if the assay of Shabbos is more expensive, and even if you know, it may not be integral enough to render, just like we said, it may not qualify for his own Shabbos. And may also not qualify to render you a mumar if you don't keep it. So that's you know, this hakira.
What
do
you
huh? No, he said about your child. Your child, will that if you let your child, will that make you a mumar? You didn't do anything.
So the
same question. Right, ready? We'll see more. Right, because we'll see it more. That's a segue into the topic of Shisa Katan. But it's the same question. Does you didn't do anything, right? You didn't violate the laws. You let your kid do it. Will that already, you know, make you a make you sort of like someone who didn't violate Shabbos, or did you violate something else, but it wasn't the violation of Shabbos? That's the question. Okay, basically what he's saying is they never allowed to do a cotton. They never allowed to let a cotton do something. I can't let a cotton. My son, he's eating traces. I have to stop him also. But Shabbos, it may not be just that. Maybe more, because it says in the pasuk, "Lo sasav olacha tovincha." All right, that'll segue into the next one. We'll talk more about the next one. Anyway, that's the chakira of shvisas of the mitzvahs. I say shvisas, different ways to look at it, different applications. We'll stop over here. Have a meaningful.